Sandy's toll on human lives and the built environment was tremendous, and insurance companies and government agencies are now calculating the cost of making repairs. But more than 2 weeks later, a strange physical reminder of the storm has come to light. Thousands of dead fish. WNYC's Ilya Meritz explains.
Our story begins not in the seafood store, but on a commuter rail platform in New Jersey. After 2 weeks of traveling on a slowpoke substitute bus from his home in Montclair to his job in Manhattan, Kevin Myers was thrilled this week to see the train come back. He took his regular seat.
Yeah, I sit in the very last car. I sit about two or three rows in on the right-hand side of the train as we head towards New York City.
The feeling of doing something so ordinary was invigorating. With fresh eyes, Myers surveyed the landscape for signs of Sandy.
As we got to Kearney, which is where I had read so much of the devastation had hit the New Jersey Transit infrastructure, I was specifically looking out the window to see if I could see any evidence of that.
At first, there was nothing, just train tracks plowing through a familiar sea of swamp grass.
But as we approached the New Jersey Turnpike, I noticed that there was, in a ditch alongside the train tracks, probably about 100 or so of the exact same looking fish baking in the sun.
Not living fish, fish on land, dead fish.
And I'm sure if the windows of the train could have opened, it would have been a very pleasant olfactory experience.
I hopped a train to Newark to get a look at this crime scene for myself. The train's conductor, whose name is Jason, knows all about the fish pile.
It's between Sea Caucus and Newark. It's actually right under the turnpike.
Oh, I see. Oh, my God. I see them. That was a long, thin triangle of hundreds of fish where these two rail lines were coming together. Is there more of this that I'm going to see?
Just about it, I think.
But it turns out that's not it.
There's thousands of them. There's thousands of fish in these ditches and all over the place.
Francisco Artigas is director of the Meadowlands Environmental Research Institute. He says when Sandy arrived, seawater flooded the marshes. It reached 5 feet above the highest recorded tides and lifted everything in its path, including fish.
When the surge retreated then, a lot of these animals were caught off guard in shallow water and weren't able to make it back.
Artigas says the dead fish are almost all carp. They're bottom feeders, which is why they tend to get trapped. And as the puddles that Sandy left behind evaporate, more carp are dying.
Until today, there are some ponds and football fields and where the fish are there. You know, eventually it will, they have nowhere to go. It will dry up and then they will die.
If Artigas doesn't sound especially sad, well, he says carp are an invasive species. Massive carp death gives a better chance to native fish like striped bass and shad. Meanwhile, that pile of silvery carp by the train tracks continues to glitter. Again, Kevin Myers.
It's been cold, so I was also thinking, I wonder if it's cold enough so that those fish are just going to sit there and eventually they'll freeze, and the fish might just be there and they might not rot until April or May.
A reminder of Sandy that could be here for quite a while. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.